Mic check 1 2 1 2. It's your boy Sev. Hi, how you doing, everybody? Listen, we are back at it with episode, I believe, 6. Correct me if I'm mistaken. I'm pretty sure it's 6 though. We're here with the solo cast, episode 6, and yeah, you guessed it, we're back on the road driving again. I drive a lot to get a lot of stuff, but hold on, I'm passing a car and it's raining. It's a bad road day. This is just, you know, maybe not a great time to start this, and it's nighttime to start this podcast, but we just got to get it going, man. I just feel like I got so much to talk about, so this podcast might be a little longer than my other podcasts, and it might be a little bit louder than my other podcasts because it's raining, my windshield wipers are going, I turned the heat off, so it's not like, so that shit's not blowing real loud and like being annoying and whatnot. But I have a lot that I want to talk about, and forgive me if it doesn't end up being a lot because I forget things very easily. I have a bad memory, but I kind of want to talk about that too. You know, you know what? Let's talk about that, because if I say that and then I don't talk about it, I'm going to forget. And I think I can remember most of the other ones. But all right, so this is kind of a really weird place to start this episode. And like I said, once again, let me reiterate, these episodes of this podcast are strictly pretty much just like a diary. Pretty much, not necessarily a diary because it's not going to get like that deep, but they're pretty much like just what's going on in my life. And what, there's got to be like a documentary. There's a word for it where I'm like documenting the process of like what's going on. You know, it's just like, anyways, see, I just get sidetracked and I forget what I was talking about. What was I going to say? Oh, my memory. God, damn, this is bad, bro. All right, listen. So, I have had a bad memory for quite some time, okay? And it's not like I forget everything. It's not like something that I need to go see a doctor about, like nothing like that, right? It's just, I forget things a lot more than the average person. I at least I think so. And a lot of, pretty much everybody that's been associated with me throughout the past 7 years has thought so too. And I really didn't notice it until about like 4 or 5 years ago. I feel like in high school, I didn't really notice my memory being that bad. But now it is. And it's like, it can be to the point of like something as small, you know, things that other people forget about, you know, like you'll set your phone down, but like, and then like literally like a minute later, you don't know where you just sat it down at. Like that happens to pretty much everybody, I think. But then it also gets to things like a little more alarming probably. And those things are, you know, for example, like I'll be at work and my manager will say, "Hey, Ethan, run up to the front to grab me this." And I'll be looking at him, not thinking about anything else, you know, just I'm there, like I'm with him. I say, "Okay, got it." And I head up front. And by the time I get up there, I have no idea what I'm supposed to get. I'm serious. Like this is real. This is actually what happens. So it's been like that for, and it's not every single thing and every single scenario, but it's often. And probably one of the reasons I can't remember hardly anybody's birthdays. Like, hardly anybody's birthday. I remember my sister's birthday. I know my stepdad's birthday. And a couple of my friends' birthday. And that's it. And it sucks because, like, I want to remember these people's birthday. You know, like, when you're with a girl, obviously you want to remember her birthday. Or, like, girls, when you're dating some guy, you want to remember your boyfriend's birthday. Most of you, probably 90% of the people, probably don't have a problem with that. But for some reason, I don't know if it's just like not put in the forefront of my mind, but I just can't ever remember. And it crushes me. It like, and I know I'll just write it down somewhere, but I feel like in the moment and when I'm with them and when I'm with friends and whatnot, I feel like, I guess I feel like in the moment, I'll remember this, you know? Oh, it stopped raining, kind of, so I could turn the wipers down. I feel like I'm going to remember something like this, you know? And I swear, when I'm in the relationship with them, it's like, I kind of do, because, like, you get, you know, you'll hear her say, like, ooh, my birthday's in a month, and then you're like, oh, shit, her birthday's in a month, and then, like, you'll think, okay, next month is November, what day could it be in November, and then it kind of comes back to you, okay, I think it's, like, the 21st, you know what I mean, like, the 13th, or it'll just hit you like that, right, like, but to me, I don't remember, and it breaks my heart a lot of times, because there's a lot of things that I want to remember, and I'm so, like, stubborn and hard-headed that I'm not gonna let myself just type it down and have to live my life based off of all these fucking sticky notes, you know what I'm saying? Like, oh, let me check my fucking whiteboard over here for whose birthday is this month, you know what I mean? Like, that's some shit you should be able to remember, and I think that's something that I can work on with help, you know what I mean? But, What I kind of have been thinking about recently is, like, it came about when I was talking to this woman that I worked with named Carrie, and she's probably 50, you know, and she asked me, or no, I might have started telling her a story, because that's another thing that I do when I don't remember. Like, I'll literally tell somebody a story, and then a week later I'll come back and a conversation will spark, and I'll tell them the same exact story. And it used to be most people would just let me tell them the story a second time and act like they never heard it. And I literally have no idea I had already told them this story. But over the past, you know, past couple of years, I've gotten better at, like, seeing it in people's eyes. So, like, as I'm starting a story, I can see it that they're like, yeah, okay, you already told me this. But they won't say nothing, you know, because they feel bad. And so some people just let you go, you know, just, they'll literally just act like you ain't never told them the story, and then at the end, yeah, you told me that, and I'm like, what the fuck, you know, but I started to be able to see it in people's eyes that, like, we've been here before, you know what I mean? So the woman, I was talking to her, and she started laughing, and I'm like, and I know that that's, like, a tell-all sign that you literally just told me this yesterday, you know, type shit. So I looked at her, I was like, did I already tell you the story? And it's kind of, like, comical to me, but at the same time, it's really frustrating because I don't know how to fix it. I don't know how to get better at it, you know? And I'm not saying it's something drastically wrong with me by any means, but it could have been something that, like, happened to me, right? So I didn't really think of it like that. I just always thought, oh, I kind of have a bad memory. And so she was like, yeah, you told me that yesterday. And I was like, I told you that yesterday and I can't remember today. Like, and I'm sitting here thinking to myself, like, that's bad, man. So then she started kind of, like, digging deeper. She said, did you ever hit your head hard? And I was like, no, not that I could think of. And she's like, well, you got the scars on the back of your head. And I was like, oh, yeah, actually. Like, look, I even had to remember that. But I was like, yeah, actually, when I was in fifth grade, I can't even remember how old I am. You know how you can't even relate? Like, let me think. It was 2005, so I would have been 12, something like that, 12, 13, 11, something like, somewhere around there. When I was about 12 years old, I was at my dad's house, and he has this giant barn, right? And I know you guys love story time, because I got a couple messages from people that listen to my podcast saying that the story about Richard was hilarious and, like, super insightful, too. So here's story time number two. So me and my sister were, she's about a year and a half older than me, right? So she's like 13 and a half, 14 years old. We're at my dad's house. And I think we're over at the neighbor's house because we just got done, like, baling hay or something. That was, like, one of our first jobs, kind of, like, the neighbor. My dad was, like, best friends with the neighbor because he, like, sold him that land and whatnot. And anyways, we were over at the neighbor's house on my dad's four-wheeler. And we were talking to, talking to the neighbors, hanging out. And my dad said, hey, go get, and I can't remember what he asked me and my sister to go get. My sister could tell you because literally I think all my memory, she took it and added it to hers because she fucking, my sister will tell you what color shoes I was wearing on my third birthday. I'm not kidding you. That is, like, that serious. She can remember everything. And I just wish maybe, like, you know, God, can you please just, like, give me just a little bit of that, take a little bit away from her. Like, I don't want her to have bad memory. Just give me a little bit of a good one. You know what I'm saying? But anyways, my sister could tell you what we were, I guarantee you, and if I could call her while on this podcast, I would, but I guarantee you my sister could tell you what we were going to get. So anyways, that's kind of irrelevant, but my dad said, hey, go over, in the barn and get this. So me and my sister rode the four-wheeler over there, and the barn has this giant, I mean, if I had to guess, I would say that the, well, it's kind of different now because I'm a lot taller, but I would say that the barn door, it's made out of like solid wood, and the top of it has this big steel like track that it rolls on, right? And it the top of the door has this like big steel guard that like hooks onto the rack that's attached to the barn. And this door had to be like 20 foot long. Let me think. Maybe not that. Yeah, maybe that long. Something like that. 15, 20 foot long and maybe 12 foot high. Big barn door. And to open it, you had to like pull, give it everything you got and like pull, and it would roll across that track. So the door was closed. Me and my sister, well, actually, I remember this specifically because I, you know, like I said, don't have a great memory, but I do remember certain things very vividly. I don't know how to explain it, but I do. And this is one of the things that I remember vividly. I did not go up to the door yet. I don't know if I was just like picking some dandelions or some shit. I don't know. But my sister pulled up. We hopped off. She was obviously driving because she was older. I could drive the four-wheeler, no problem. But she, you know, had authority over me and would probably beat my ass at that time. But she drove over there. We hopped off. And she went up to the door and she started pulling it first. And I think I was walking that direction and realized that the door wasn't attached. It was like, it started to fall. It started to tip and it was coming down. And I seen it was coming down. I was like, oh shit. And like, as it starts to tip, she said, Ethan, come under here. I remember this shit like it was yesterday, bro. I'm not lying to you. She said, Ethan, come under here. Come help. She said, like, come help me. Something along those lines. Ethan, come help me hold this, or Ethan, hold this while I leave your ass. Some shit like, you know, hey, help, it's falling. I run under there. She runs out. I'm not kidding. She's like, all right, bet. This kid is screwed now. So I run under there. She runs out. Now, wouldn't you imagine that door probably weighs a shit ton, right? Like, I didn't know it. She didn't know it. And it, still to this day, I probably couldn't lift that shit by myself. No way. That door is heavy as fuck. I don't know if it's just because the steel beam across the top, but it is, right? It's heavy, super heavy. And it starts falling. And all I remember is putting my hands up, trying to hold it. And that's literally all I remember. So I had to have blacked out. And the next thing I remember is my sister dragging me out by my arms. I don't know how the hell she got me out from underneath there. Some kind of like, you know, like when your adrenaline's pumping, you got crazy power. I must have been like wedged under there or something, and she saw my arms and grabbed them. Anyway, she drugged me out from underneath that door, and she's crying. This is the middle of the day, right? Summer day, nice. We had, you know, I'm pretty sure I had a tank top and shorts, one of those little matching little kid outfits, you know what I'm talking about? And she's dragging me out, and she's just sobbing, like crying like I just died or something, right? And, you know, rightfully so. She saw her brother get hurt, and she's probably thinking like, oh my goodness, you know, like. So I just remember like waking up to her dragging me out, and I wasn't even aware that I was waking up, you know. I just thought it was all like one fluid motion, you know, like, oh, I'm holding it. Next thing I know, I'm getting drug out, right? And she's like crying, and I remember looking up to her, and I asked her, I said, why are you crying? Because I didn't feel nothing, you know. And she was like, your head. And I'm like, my head? And she's like, she like grabbed my hand to put my hand on the back of my head, right? And I put my hand on the back of my head, and then like looked at my hand, and it was just soaked in blood. I'm talking like, bro, a lot of blood. I'm like, oh shit. You know, I didn't think that. I just started crying, right? It wasn't even hurting. I just started crying. I was like, ah, you know, because I'm like terrified of getting hurt. And I just started sobbing, like, you know, I'm just crying because she's crying. I'm crying because I saw blood and I thought I was dying. I'm like, oh, I ain't trying to go right now. Not like this, God, please. So we hop on the four-wheeler and haul ass back over to the neighbor's house and pull up. And my dad's like, what the fuck happened? You know what I mean? Like, what's going on? And my sister, like, through her tears, like, told him, the barn door fell on Ethan's head. And so my dad was like, can we stitch it? Because my sister always wanted to be a nurse. So shout out to her for what's the word I'm looking for? Staying the same. There's a word for it. For consistency. There we go. Shout out to my sister for the consistency, because she is now a nurse. But she always wanted to be a nurse. So anytime I got hurt, or my dad got hurt, or she got hurt at my dad's house, which happened a lot. Anytime that happened, my dad was always the first one to be like, well, can you stitch us up? You want to be a nurse? She's like 14 years old, right? But she's all about it, right? So my dad's like, can we stitch it up? And she's like, I don't think so. And then he looked at it, and like the neighbor looked at it, and they're like, nah, you got to go to the hospital. So I don't really remember much else after that, except for when I got to the hospital and they ended up, I don't remember how, like driving to the hospital, nothing like that. I just can't remember nothing like that. But I remember the actual incident. And yeah, from then on, I had to get staples in my head. I think I got like, I don't remember how many staples, but I got quite a few staples in my head. And yeah, from then on, after it healed, I had these scars in the back of my head, and it just, you know, it is what it is. I just don't really think much about it. But when the woman at my job recently asked me that, have you ever been hit in the head hard? And I said, no. And then she talked about my scars, and I'm like, wait a second. And I told her that story. She said, I bet that's what it is. And I'm like, I don't, I mean, this is, I'm not saying this is a very credible woman, but I'm also not going to be rude and say, she don't know what the hell she's talking about. But she might not know what the hell she's talking about. But I was just like, I never really attributed it to that, you know what I mean? That head trauma or whatever. But she was like, but it could have. And I'm like, well, you know, that's something I never thought about. I never thought that, you know, maybe when I did hit my head like that hard when I was younger, maybe that did kind of mess with whatever is in charge of memory in my brain, and kind of like, I don't know, knocked some of the fucking memory out of my head, so I don't have much. I don't know. But I say that to say, I don't have like a terrible memory as like, I can't remember who anybody is. Nothing like that. I mean, like, nothing like that. It's just like little, it's just, I forget a lot more things and a lot quicker than I know I'm supposed to. I know the average human does, right? And I've been told that a lot. A lot of people have been like concerned about it, that have been close to me. And it's funny a lot of times, but to me, I just make jokes out of it. Because I make jokes out of everything serious, because that's what I was, that's how I grew up. I grew up with my friend Richard, like I told you guys, and Richard's the one that taught me that if you just joke your way through the most traumatic situations, it'll trick your mind into actually getting over it. I'm not saying it's right, I'm saying it worked. So with that being said, that's what I do. So I kind of laugh about it, and it's funny sometimes, but at the same time, it bugs me a lot, especially when it's something that I actually, my windshield wipers are, you know, that like really odd time when like there's not enough rain to turn on your windshield wipers, but it's also like you can't keep them off because the rain will like get all over your windshield, and so the windshield wipers make like a sound. And listen, that's what it's doing right now. So if you hear that, that's what that is. But where was I at? Yeah, so it just kind of bothers me sometimes, because it bothers me when it's things that I really want to remember, you know? Like, I want to remember your birthday, but I just fucking can't. I want to remember what I was just told to do, because I don't want to go back and ask. I remember this one specific time that I was working at Monocle's Pizza in Terre Haute, Indiana, my hometown. And this woman, I forgot my notepad back on the counter, and I went out to take, and a lot of servers would take orders like without writing it down. I can't do that, obviously, for obvious reasons. I forget fast. So, but there was only two people, and I forgot my notebook, and I was already at the table saying, hey, how we doing, ladies? My name's Ethan. You know, welcome to Monocle's. What can I get you started to drink, right? And it was just drink orders, so I knew that I could at least get their drinks. And God, I'll never forget this shit. And they were really polite, and one had a Coke, and one had a Diet Coke, or something like that, right? And I couldn't, by the time I got back, I told her, I said, okay, I'll be right back, take your order. They said, okay. I went to get the drinks. By the time I got to the drink station, mind you, about 15 steps away, I forgot what the second lady got to drink, okay? You know, maybe that's a common thing, right? you get a, if you ever been a server, maybe you forgot something like that quick. You're like, oh shit, I didn't even store that in my memory bank. What, I don't even remember what she got to drink, right? Okay, I went back. I said, sorry, ma'am, I couldn't remember what you had to drink. What was it? And she was like, Diet Coke. I'm like, oh, okay, got it. And I get back over there. I shit you not, I get back to the drink station, I forgot again. I literally forgot twice. And I'm like, oh, this is going to be really embarrassing. So I contemplated just getting her like a regular Coke. But then I'm like, you know, wait, like what if she didn't order a regular Coke? What if she got like a root beer? Like she's going to be super mad because I asked her a second time and then got it wrong? Like, come on, you know what I mean? Like, that's terrible. I was like, so I can't do that. I'll go ask her a third time, but I'll take my notepad and say, sorry, I have a bad memory and try to tell her that. And I went back a third time, and that's what I told her. I was like, sorry, I have a terrible memory, and I don't remember what you got. Again, I know it's ridiculous. I'm going to write it down this time. And she got frustrated with me. She's like, I told you twice. And I'm like, well, you need to tell me a third time, ma'am. Like, I'm sorry. But I just, that's one of those moments I'll never forget because, not because I forgot twice or three times, it's because how she reacted to it, and it made me feel terrible. And, you know, it kind of goes to that, like, famous saying that says, people will forget what you did to them, but people will never forget how you made them feel. And that's kind of how it, and, like, she's at no fault for that. That's my fault. But the reason I still remember that exact scenario is because of how it made me feel. And I think that a lot of my memories that are random are attributed to how I felt when it happened. So, yeah, I just kind of wanted to share that random story with my memory. I really wasn't planning on my whole memory issue being a, 20-minute part of this. Geez, 22 minutes? Good Lord. A 22-minute part of this podcast. But just keep rolling with me because, like I said, we have got a slightly lengthy podcast this time, okay? So that's my memory. I wanted to touch on that. Now, aside from that, what I really wanted to base this podcast around, I try to like come up with a theme for each podcast, something that I can really focus on and talk about. And this podcast, I really wanted to talk about, this episode, I guess I should say, I really wanted to talk about perspective. And when I say perspective, I mean how you look at life. And I'm going to tell you why I want to talk about that. Because I, as well as probably all of you, like, let's be honest, don't realize, and I know this is like, and here's the thing, I'll talk about this and then like 2 days later, I'll forget about it. Like, not because of my memory, but I just won't, you know, it's like when you get pulled over or like the cop turns on his lights behind you, you're like, oh fuck. And you start driving slow, and then he passes you, and you're like, okay, cool. And then you start driving slow for like, you know, maybe that day or like an hour, and then you go right back to speed. That's how we live our lives, right? I want to touch on it because I think this is really important, and this is the headspace I'm in at the moment. I'm in a very important headspace where I'm starting to think of perspective a lot more, right? And the reason I'm thinking of perspective a lot more is because I met this guy at my work. And the one good thing, and when I say the one good thing, I mean it. The one good thing about running so much in life and going and living in different places is the people that I meet. And it's really weird because I don't meet people easily. I don't go out and do much. I'm a very introverted homebody. Even if people were to invite me out, I make up an excuse or I just say no because I'm extremely uncomfortable in social settings. I don't really know how else to define it at the moment, but I don't really want to get into that. But anyways, so because of that, I know that the people that I do meet are in, I meet them for a reason. I have to meet them for a reason. That's how I think about it, right? Because I think to myself when I'm meeting these people and when I'm starting to like form like a, not necessarily a friendship because we don't like hang out or anything like that, but I start to think of it like, man, if this person is making their way into my life, when I don't even talk to people or I don't go out of my way to meet anybody, that must mean they're in my life to teach me something, right? Like, if you're religious, you're thinking, okay, God's putting this person in my life to teach me something. Or if you're spiritual or whatever you think of, like maybe, like the way I look at it is the universe, right? Like, the universe, everything happens for a reason, right? Energy, whatever energy you put out is the energy you get back. People are put in your path for a specific reason. You got to learn lessons with every mistake, stuff like that. So the way I look at it is like the universe. I'm thinking like, man, the universe put this person in my path because there's something I can learn from them, or there's something I can help them with. Not just my own personal gain. Maybe there's something I can help them with. And this time around, it wasn't that. It was for me to learn from them and to get perspective from them. I truly believe this. This person I met, his name is, I'm just going to keep his first name. I don't want to put his last name out there by the crazy chance that this podcast might get like a lot of listens, and I don't want him to feel uncomfortable me talking about his situation, right? His name's Mike. And sorry, let me get a drink here. My throat, when I start talking a lot, my throat gets dry. Okay, sorry guys, his name's Mike, and he's 29 years old. Now, this kid, I call him a kid because I'm 26, gonna be 27 in July, so we're close to the same age. I call me a kid, so I'm just gonna say kid, right, because I don't like to say guy. Guy, and when I say guy, I think of somebody like 40 or older, right? So, this kid that I met at my work, he's 29 years old. And I was training him because they have me training people at work. They wanted me to move up at work, and with me moving up, I would take a pay increase. And I tried it for a day, and then I got extremely uncomfortable because they had me working with a lot of people. And like I said, I'm not good around a lot of people. I kind of freak out, like in my head. So I turned it down. But I still am training some people one-on-one, right? And I was training this new kid named Mike, and he got to talking, and you could tell he's the complete opposite of me. Extroverted as hell, like wants to be your best friend, wants to just talk to you about everything, wants to dig deep, wants to get to know you, you know. And he tries to dig deep, ask me a lot of questions, and you know, I'll answer some of them, but I'm not gonna tell you like my demons I battle and shit like that, right? But he is talking about me, and I've been getting really curious about people and their stories for the past like year or so, I'd say. I'd say it's been about 2 years. I'm really interested in people's story because I started to realize that with all the places that I've been, and it's not like a crazy amount of places, but with the places I've been and the things I've done, and I have quite a story. And because of that, it made me think, man, everybody's got a story if you think about it. Because you start hearing somebody that's like, yeah, man, I'm from Nevada and I'm here. And you're like, well, how the fuck did you get here, right? So you want to know. Me, I'm super curious. So, like, I don't really talk to a lot of people, but I want to know. So he started asking me a couple of questions. I told him I'm not from here, you know. And he dug a little bit deeper, asked me where I was from, places I've been. I told him just that much. And then I started asking him about him, and I just kept asking questions because there was more and more intriguing to me about this guy. And I think what sparked it was that he asked me where I want to end up. Where's my next destination? And it wasn't just necessarily my next destination, but it was that first question, like, where do you want to end up? And I've never really been asked that, you know, I haven't really thought about it. But I think I change that answer every year, and I need to get better at that, but I do. So I told him, I said, well, right now I'm thinking about like Seattle, you know, because I've heard a lot of good things about Seattle, and I really want to check it out, and I would love to live there from what I researched about it, and I would like to work for, you know, this. I told him a certain company, I want to work for this company and be part of the creative design, right? Like, I want to help design some of the products. Like, that would be so fun for me. And he started talking about California, and I'm like, nah, like, I don't want to go to LA, New York, never been, don't want to go. When I was a young kid thinking I wanted to be a rapper or something, like, that was all I wanted to do, was go to LA or New York. And he's like, well, why not? I'm like, dude, I just don't want to do the big city thing, you know? Like, and he goes, dude, it's not that bad. I'm telling you, people make it sound way worse. I'm like, I just don't want to do it, right? So then that got him to talking that that's where he's from, California. And I can't remember the exact, San Diego, I believe, not a suburb for sure. He grew up in the ghetto of San Diego, right? And did I get off on the right exit, bro? I really hope so. Okay, yeah, it's the right one. And I got him to talking about his youth. And I just started listening. And he would just, and you could see him just go down this rabbit hole. Because you could tell this guy loved to talk, man. And I don't know if a lot of people asked him deep questions like this about his story or about his past. Because when I asked, it seemed like not a lot of people had, because it all came spilling out. That's something that I can't really open up about, stuff like that personally, but I pride him in being able to open up like that. So he started telling me about, he told me he buried 15 friends before he was 18 years old. And like, I just, for one, I can't imagine that. I've only lost one person that I deem to be a friend of mine, and it wasn't like we were best friends, but it impacts me because I think about him a lot, really, you know. Like, it's not like I sit here and cry over the friend, but I do think about him a lot, and I feel like in a way he's kind of, we are sliding, but okay, icy road truckers, how you doing? Okay, we're good. I think it just goes back to one of my own fears. My biggest fear in the world is being forgotten. So I never want to forget this friend of mine, you know, that, you know, passed away. So anyways, him saying that made me just think like, good God, man, 15 friends before you're 18 years old. And he started telling me about where he grew up, like the ghetto of the ghettos, you know, like, and I'm like, damn, dude, that's crazy. And then he starts telling me about his health. And he looks older to me. He goes, not older. He looks younger to me. Like, he looks literally like my age, maybe a little bit younger than me. But he's talking like, y'all, back in my day. I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about, right? And so I end up finding out he's 29, which kind of blows my mind because he doesn't look 29 at all, right? But he looks young. He's like, I know I look like a fucking kid, but listen to me, man. And you could tell he's trying to, like, he's kind of like taking on the mentor role, you know, kind of trying to tell me, listen, this is what you shouldn't do, this is what you should do. And I'm just sitting here telling him, listen, bro, I know, like, I'm learning myself with the shit that I do. But anyway, so Mike keeps going and telling me where he's from, and then he starts telling me about his health. And he, to make a long story short, he's had 3 brain surgeries and he needs a 4th. And I'm asking, what is this? What? Like, bro, you're 29. You need a 4th brain surgery? And he said, let me tell you what happened. And I'm like, okay. Kid was 19 years old. On a date with a girl. Okay. Goes to a movie. That's the windshield wipers. Sorry. Let me just turn them off. Goes to a movie. Comes out. These two guys try to rob him for his keys and his wallet. He said, at the time, I was doing like Muay Thai and shit like that. So I thought I was some big badass, right? So I told him, you're going to have to kill me before you take this. And he said, they did pretty much everything but kill me. He said, they bashed my head off the concrete so hard that I had to get rushed to the hospital and get my first brain surgery. So I don't really know, you know, details about that kind of stuff, you know, like the head trauma or like whatnot. But I'm just sitting here thinking like, damn, dude. And he's like, yeah, like, and he, you know, he told me, like, that's what caused the first brain surgery. And I'm like, dude, I am 26 years old, and I don't really bitch about shit, but, like, I think sometimes, like I think negatively about, like, what I got going on in my life. And here's a dude telling me at 19 years old, he got his head bashed in so hard by these two dudes that he had to get brain surgery. And not only did he have to get that brain surgery, he's had to get 2 other brain surgeries since then, and it's a continuous thing. So to let me know that he wasn't bullshitting, he made me feel the top of his head, and there's like a tube in the top of his head, like a hard plastic tube, and it fills up with fluid. They had to put that, they have to move it all the time for because of where the fluid builds up. And he said this tube, he's like, feel it right here. This is the tube. He said, this time they had to put it right above my eye, like where the nerves in my eye are. I was like, okay. And he said, problem is, I was like, so I asked him, I was like, so that's why you got this job? He goes, yeah. He said, I have my own business. I have my own moving company that I started when I was 19 years old. He said, it took a long time. I started with nothing. I had nothing. He's like, but we make pretty good money now. I live nice. Like, you'd come to my house, you'd say, wow, this dude lives nice. He's got it well off. He's like, I got a wife. I got two kids. I got a brand new Tundra. We live real well. He said, but I need another brain surgery, and I can't afford it. I need the insurance, which is why I'm here. This job has good insurance. And I said, how much is the brain surgery? And he said, $140,000. I'm like, God damn. Like, I mean, it sounds about right, but like, fuck, you know what I mean? And so then he keeps talking. He said, but I'm kind of scared this time. And I'm like, well, you know, I told him, I'm trying to like give him like some words of encouragement. I'm like, well, you know, oh shit, my bad. I'm sorry. I wasn't talking to you guys. I was talking to the car driving at me because I tried to turn off my brights and I turned off my headlights and flashed. Anyways, sorry guys. You get to talking to yourself sometimes, but I was like, you know, try to make him feel a little bit better about it. I'm like, well, you know, you had three successful ones, you know? And he goes, problem is where they got the tube at now, the doctor told me there's a 90% chance after this surgery I'm going to be blind, completely blind. I'm like, holy fuck, man. Like, that's a bomb right there, right? Like, now I'm thinking even heavier. Like, God damn, like, I don't even know why I even complain sometimes about my life. I am healthy. I take my health for granted so often. It's about perspective, man. Like, this kid is 29 years old. He's had three surgeries because somebody decided to beat his ass and bash his head off the concrete that he had to get surgery. Now he has to get continuous surgeries anytime this tube in his head fills up full of fluid because they have to drain it. And now, because of where they put the tube the last time, if they do another surgery, because the tube is filling up and it needs to get emptied. And if he, but if he gets the surgery to get the tube emptied, he's going to go blind. He's got two young daughters and a wife, and he's only 29 years old and a business to run. Like, he can't just like, you know, he's like scared to death. He's like, I don't want to go blind. And I'm sitting here like trying not to fucking cry for this dude, because you can tell he's just like stone face, man. And I, like, he's just numb to it. Like, he's already thought through all of this. He said, man, I don't want to go blind. He's like, but I kind of got to get the surgery. Because I said, well, what happens if you don't get the surgery? And he just looked at me for a second, paused, and he said, I don't know. He said, that's the scariest part. He said, I don't know. He said, so I can't get the surgery because I can't go blind. I can't do that shit. I can't leave my daughters and my wife right now and me not be able to provide for them and be completely blind. And he said, but at the same time, if I don't get this surgery, man, I don't know what's going to happen to me. You know, when that tube fills up, I don't know what's going to happen. And I'm just sitting here thinking, like, God damn, man, like, I don't know, like, that really fucks with you. And I think that this dude was put into my life to give me perspective, because perspective is something that I don't want to say I've lacked a lot of, but I definitely never really thought about it like this. You know, I've been getting better about it as I age, but this is just one of those moments where I just don't even know what to say. You know, like, I just, like, just think about that. That story I just told you, just think about that, man. Like, somebody's 29 years old right now, where I'm living. Got a wife and two kids, living pretty well, got their own business, but has to get another job outside of his successful business because he needs the insurance to get brain surgery at 29 years old. And he is scared to get the brain surgery because he'll either be blind or not get the surgery and probably die. And either way, that is terrible. So I just can't even put myself in that position. So I was thinking about that. I'm like, man, I got to go harder. Like, I anything and everything that I'm doing in life, I just got to go harder. Because if I'm sitting here complaining and not taking full advantage of the health that I'm given, of this life that I'm given, then what the fuck am I doing but wasting space? You got a kid out here grinding, trying to make shit work for him and his family and building a beautiful family. And he could fucking die tomorrow if this fucking tube fills up too much or something like that, right? I mean, I don't know if that's going to happen. I'm just saying, we're sliding across the road again. Hold on, bucko. Okay, safe. But yeah, man, that just really gave me perspective. And I'm trying this new thing this year where I know that I need to get out more and meet people. And I think this would be one of those... God, these freaking windshield wipers. I think this would be one of those people that would serve me well to have in my life. Somebody with a perspective like this, somebody with a grind like this, somebody with a hustle like this, and somebody that's been through a lot of shit that could tell me, yo, don't do that, bro. It's not a good move, right? Because came from a completely different background than I did. Everybody's got their shit, but boy, if he's got a lot more than me. So that's just where my head's at, man. And I just want to go harder now. Like, I just want to be... I gotta take advantage of my health. Like, I take my health for granted so much. I'm in great physical health, right? I don't have any issues with any of my nerves. I don't have any disease or illness. You know, I can. My eyesight is phenomenal. Like, I can read the fine print on a sign 30 feet away. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm physically fit. I take care of my body in that way, and I just take that all for granted. I haven't really taken control of my life, I guess, is like the best way to put it. So that's what I mean by perspective. And if you guys listen to that story helps you get perspective, that makes me feel really good, because that's why I wanted to tell you guys this. Like, this isn't just some story. This shit is real, bro. Like, this is a real kid out here living his life like this and still hustling every day. Now, I kind of got off topic when I was talking about I'm trying this new thing. Okay, I'm trying this new thing in 2020 where I want to start saying yes to everything I usually say no to, right? Aside from, like, drinking and drugs, right? Because I've never been heavy into either one of those. But what I mean is, like, if somebody says, hey, man, come out with us. Instead of me being a hermit crab and just sitting in my shell, I want to start saying yes. But it's going to be very difficult because, like I said, I don't drink. And I get very uncomfortable in those situations because I don't drink. And because everybody else is drinking. And because it's a fucking bar. It's what you do. You drink and watch the game. I don't want to drink. I just want to watch a game, right? Like, you know what I'm saying? But anyways, he asked me to go out, and I told him that I have a trip that I have to go on for the weekend. But I said, bro, you let me know, not this weekend, but next weekend, you let me know, and I'm going to go out with you, and we're going to do whatever. And he's like, okay, cool. He's like, I just want to play some pool. And I'm like, dude, I'm down. Like, if I can be one of those people in his life that helps give him some sort of escapism from the troubles that he's facing, then I'm all for it. And if I can get a great friend out of that, I'm also all for it. So he is a great dude. He really seems like a great dude, and I could tell he gives a fuck about me. Like, because he asked me a few personal questions, and he's like, well, dude, let me help you. I'm like, nah, dude, like, I don't need help. You know what I'm saying? Well, I mean, I do, but, you know, no offense, not from you, from, you know what I mean? But I don't know, man, that just really put shit into perspective for me. And that's what I really wanted to talk about this podcast, is perspective. Because if you're sitting here and you're in good health, and by good health I mean you have no disease or illness or anything like that, and you can get up and walk and do this and do that without having to worry about waking up the next day, without having to worry about your surgery coming up or anything like that, if you can do all that, bro, it's time to take control of your life. I'm telling you, bro, because there's people out here that are hustling a lot more than we are, that are going a lot harder than we are, and they could die any day. Granted, so could we all, but these people are a lot closer to the edge than we are. And if they're going hard, why the fuck aren't we? So that's what I wanted to talk about. Aside from that, just to give you guys kind of like a recap of like what's going on in my life, like I usually do with my podcast episodes, pretty much. Work has slowed way down because Christmas season is over. They're starting to cut our hours, which is kind of freaking me out, because we were getting 60 hours a week, and now we're getting 25 to 30, which is bad, which is good. Well, I mean, it's good because I got more time to do stuff. It's bad because how the fuck am I going to pay rent now? How am I going to pay all my bills? Because I calculated, and they said it's going to be like this for a while. So I calculated how much money I make per month with these new hours, and I'm about $300 a month shy of all my bills. So not only can I not pay my bills, but I can't pay off any of my debt. Luckily, I do the flip thing on the side, and I probably make like $1,000 a month from that. Just like average. I would just want to say average because sometimes it's more, sometimes it's less. Sometimes it's $2,000, $2,500. Sometimes it's $400. You know what I mean? But let's say I average $1,000 a month flipping. So luckily I do that. And so I'm trying to think of like... The problem is I just recently got a new expense. And my new expense is Let's say $300 a month, okay? My new expense is $300 a month. That's an extra $300 a month. And I'm like, fuck, maybe I shouldn't do this. But I'm like, you know what? No, fuck it. I'm going to do it. And I need this new expense, right? So an extra $300 a month. So I'm thinking, man, I either need to get a different job or I need to go 10 times harder on this flipping shit. And what I mean by going 10 times harder is because I have a lot of inventory, a lot of things that haven't sold, right? But I know that if I get on all of the platforms where you resell things, these items will move because different items move on different platforms, right? Like clothes don't move that well on eBay. But if you put those clothes on Poshmark, you're going to start moving some clothes. But I just haven't dabbled into all of those platforms because I was trying to master eBay and Mercari first, and I have now mastered them. So now that I've mastered those two, it's time, bro. It's time. No more excuses. It's time to go harder in this flip game because I got so much inventory. It's time to move some of the shit. And I know for a fact, if I go hard in these other six platforms, you know, Poshmark, Letgo, OfferUp, Facebook Marketplace, Depop, you know, all of these different platforms that are available at our fingertips, literally with this phone, if I go hard on all these other platforms and just post all these items, I'm gonna start making some serious money. And, you know, with that being said, I think that's what I'm gonna do because it's either that or find another job or both. Find another job and go hard there so I could pay off my debt quicker. So we'll see, and I'll keep you guys updated on that. But that's just kind of what I'm, like, struggling with at the moment because that extra expense had me tripping. But I was like, you know what? Fuck that, dude. I got this shit. Like, I'm going to just go harder because I know my potential. I know that if I want something and I start going, oh, bro, it'd be a cold day in hell before you take that shit from me. I'm going to get it. So I know that I can do that. So it's just time to go harder, honestly. And, yeah, that's pretty much, like, what's going on in my life. My apartment is coming together, man. I don't have a washer and dryer or a couch, so still got to go to like the laundromat and still got to use like a computer chair to sit on the floor, not sit on the floor, to sit in the living room when I'm streaming a football game. But you know what I mean? I don't need a couch right now. I don't need a washer and dryer right now. Would it be good to have those? Yeah, sure. But financially, I don't really need them right now. So this is what we're working with, and I'm cool, bro. Like, until I get everything figured out, then I'm cool. I don't need that shit, bro. Yeah, I think that's pretty much like the summarization of where I'm at. I think there's one more thing I want to talk about. Oh, playoff football. Bro, the NFL, playoff football. The NFC East Championship game and the AFC, not NFC East, the NFC Championship game and the AFC Championship game are tomorrow and Sunday. The Titans play the Packers and the 49ers play the Chiefs or the other way around. Anyways, those are the four teams in it, okay? I want the Titans to go – I either want the Titans or the Chiefs to go all the way because Andy Reid is the head coach of the Chiefs and he used to be the head coach of the Eagles and I'm a huge Eagles fan and I just love that dude and I would love to see him get a Super Bowl. So I either want the Chiefs to win or the Titans because the Titans really – for how hard they went this year and, you know, the talent on their team, I really think they deserve a Super Bowl. And I really think Derrick Henry should get this Super Bowl for being the number one rusher in the league this year and for just being a fucking beast like he is. So either one of those teams, if they win a Super Bowl, I'm cool. But honestly, all four of the teams, I won't be upset because, you know, if the Eagles are out, I'm already shitty. But the fact that the Patriots got eliminated in round one makes my year, bro. Nobody likes the Patriots. And if you do and you're listening to this, I am sorry. But yeah, that is what I'm doing tomorrow, and I'm gonna start listing these items tomorrow as well. That's my life. Remember, have fucking perspective. You're healthy, and you're gonna get this shit, bro. Okay, listen. Episode 6 is a wrap for the solo cast. I know this was a long one. I told you it was going to be a long one. I tried to give you a forewarning. So, if you listened all the way through, shout out to you. Send me a message on Instagram or Twitter. I can't remember my Twitter. I think my Twitter is just like Ethan_Truman or some shit like that. I just made a Twitter to talk about the Eagles during the NFL season. But my Instagram is IGoBySev, all one word, IGoBySev. And so, yeah, shoot me a message. Let me know what you thought about the podcast. Let me know if you got any ideas for things that you want to hear on a podcast or segments that I can introduce to the podcast. Or just say, yo, Sev, you're killing it, man. Keep it up. Because you know what, guys? That shit does, in fact, keep me going. It really does. So we're staying consistent with another podcast. Shout out to you guys, the hashtag Sev Squad. That's what I call you guys. That's what I call my YouTube viewership. Oh, speaking of YouTube, I have two series going on my YouTube right now. One is called Part of the Process, which is a vlog series updating you guys about what's going on in my life. And the other one is called Chefing with Sev, which is a new series I'm starting about me learning to cook, trying to figure out life, trying to survive. All right, guys, I swear I'm done talking now. Shout out to you guys. I fucking love you. I'm out. Peace.